I would like to salute my grandfather. He was in World War II, and I know at one point he was captured in Germany, and him and, like, three other guys escaped and made it back to where they needed to be, and that was a story that I overheard around a corner in a hallway growing up when I was 11 years old.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my Uncle Dick and my Uncle Jim, who just recently passed away this year. They served in the armed forces both for over 20 years, and were retired veterans, and I want to give a big shout-out to them. My Uncle Jim was in the Army, and my Uncle Dick was in the Navy. A little over 20 years, both of them. They were always there. Like, they were, when I was growing up and I just, like, needed somebody to just take me out for the day, that's what they did. They were there to cheer me up. They'd come home with, like, random surprises from when, like, they went on tour or went out and about or just any time. And it was just great. They just kind of, like, lifted my whole day. And they were there for me through, like, tough times, like when my grandma died. And it was wonderful to have them around my whole life.
Okay, I have a nephew and his wife, Andy and Sarah, that are in South Korea at the moment. They're both majors, West Point graduates. Also, I have three brothers, Rick, John, and Donald, that are all retired military at this point. Then I have another nephew, Aaron, who is former military, and I just want to tell them thank you all for your service. At one point, we had five family members overseas.
I just want to give a shout out to my Uncle Scott, who served in the first Gulf War, and he was one of them who actually ran into the fire to try to save somebody. He doesn't talk about it, but his courage and generosity and kindness shows every day, so much so his son is currently serving. And they both are Army, and they both are served. My grandparents served, but definitely Scott shows that true American spirit every day.
I would love to salute my daughter, Mindy. She was in the Army Reserves for 6 years, and she is no longer in the service, but I am very proud of her. I love her to pieces, and I'm very proud of her. I'd like to salute her. She went in, I'd say, probably about a half a year after high school was over with. So, yeah, she's our pride and joy.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out to my little brother, Benjamin. He's currently serving in the Air Force in Ellsworth, South Dakota. So he is actually at one of the three stations in the United States that has this particular plane that he's working on. He's a mechanic. So it's pretty cool that he gets to work on these big bomber planes and do maintenance on them and make sure that they're good to go for everybody that's flying them.
I would love to salute my stepdad. He goes by the name Stretch. He's a Vietnam veteran. And I want as many people in the world to understand that our Vietnam vets did not get a welcome home. So I want to welcome home and say thank you very much to every single one of our Vietnam vets.
Okay, my dad served in World War II. He was a sergeant. He was stationed in Italy. I have a brother-in-law that served in the Korean conflict. I'm not sure of his rank. And I had another brother-in-law that served in Vietnam, and I'm not sure of his rank. And I've got a nephew right now that is serving in Afghanistan. Bless your hearts. Proud of all of them.